Maybe it's not t-shirt and shorts weather for most of us, but it definitely does feel quite nice across the area this afternoon. Temperatures finally have gone above freezing for the first time in about 2 weeks. The last time Albany was above freezing was on December 25th, and for Burlington, the last time it was above freezing before today was December 23rd. So it's been quite the stretch of cold. Certainly many sub-zero nights and days that were quite cold as well. So it's nice to finally break free of that cold a little bit and warm things up just a bit across the area. And we're going to keep things on the mild side for the next couple of days. Then colder weather returns over the weekend into early next week. Now, one thing I'll mention today is with those temperatures going above freezing across the area, any areas that are wet will ice up tonight as temperatures are going to drop into the single digits and teens. So be aware that the melted areas will refreeze overnight. It looks like we'll be generally dry tonight with any lingering snow showers coming to an end. Tomorrow starts off with sunshine. Then as a warm front approaches, we'll see clouds increase through the day. Now, the warm front will largely go by to our northwest, but it's going to be close enough to us that we're likely to see a little round of some light freezing rain or freezing drizzle later tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Amounts don't look particularly heavy, so I don't think we're looking at potential for an ice storm across the area, but with just a little bit of icy glaze, roads can become slick in spots, so we'll have to keep that in mind late tomorrow into tomorrow night, and some of those icy spots may linger right into Thursday morning. And then it warms up on Thursday as temperatures come up into the 40s. It looks to be rather gray on Thursday. We'll have a couple of showers around, though it doesn't look especially damp. Another concern on Thursday, though, is with that warm air over the snowpack, we're likely to see areas of fog. Fog is likely to be with us again on Friday as a storm comes in. Temperatures will be warm enough for mainly rain across the area, so it looks to be damp on Friday with those areas of fog. Then another storm comes in on Saturday, and at the same time, cold air begins to drain in from the north, so we may have a situation on Saturday where we have a rain transitioning to a wintry mix, or for some of us, maybe just a wintry mix. We'll have more on that as we get a bit closer. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 6 to 12. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of light freezing rain late, with highs in the lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 8 to 16. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of light freezing rain late, with highs in the lower 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 8 to 16. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, with highs in the lower to mid 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and cold, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of light freezing rain late with highs in the lower 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, some icy spots early, then cloudy with scattered showers, areas of fog and turning warmer with highs in the 40s. Friday, cloudy with rain likely and areas of fog, mild with highs around 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.